This is an Aero News Touch and Go for September 30th, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. Space Exploration Technologies, better known as SpaceX, has boldly gone where no private space company has gone before. Sunday evening, the company launched its fourth Falcon 1 rocket from the Kwajalein Atoll, about 2,500 miles southwest of Hawaii. 10 minutes later, the vehicle released a 364-pound mass simulator. That's a fancy name for a dummy payload. The company likened the accuracy of the orbital insertion to hitting the bullseye of a target. This is a big deal. Falcon 1 is now the first privately developed liquid-fueled rocket to orbit the Earth. The giddy weekend at SpaceX came on the heels of a successful test firing last Thursday night of the Falcon 9. It was the first test involving the simultaneous firing of all nine engines. SpaceX plans a 30-second test firing next and a 3-minute test after that. The weekend was not such a good one for government-funded space exploration. The Associated Press reports NASA will delay its mission to the Hubble Space Telescope until next year, after the orbiting observatory suffered a failure of its command and data handling system on Saturday night. That failure has stopped the flow of Hubble's stunning deep space images and will require repairs for which the Atlantis crew has not been trained. Early yesterday afternoon, NASA announced that the launch has been moved from October 14th to sometime in 2009, possibly as early as February. The delay will be needed to test replacement parts and train the crew for the installation. Forecast International's new study on the market for business jet aircraft predicts annual business jet production will reach nearly 1,400 units this year and top 1,600 units in 2009. However, the company projects that annual production will then suffer a 3-year decline, dropping to a level of 1,515 units by 2012. Growth is expected to resume in 2013, with yearly production exceeding 1,700 units by 2017. That's as far ahead as the study looked. FI projects that almost 16,000 business jets, worth an estimated $223 billion, will be produced from 2008 through 2017, including about 5,600 very light jets. The firm also predicts production rates will be a bottleneck. Quote, "While continuing to rack up strong sales, business jet manufacturers are sitting on high order backlogs and cannot get aircraft to their customers quickly enough," unquote. One of the reasons the English Channel has become such an iconic challenge to aviators is its weather. Wind speed is an especially troublesome variable, especially if you're flying a lighter-than-aircraft powered by your own legs. On Sunday, French pilot Stéphane Roussan's attempt to pilot Zeppi, his pedal-powered airship, across the channel came to an end about three-quarters of the way from his departure point of Hythe on the coast of Kent to Wissant, France, due to unfavorable winds. He'd been pedaling for 5 hours at that point. Zeppi has a cruise speed of only 10 miles per hour and a top speed of only 13. Roussan told the BBC, quote, "I'm not disappointed. I feel happy because it had nothing to do with any technical failure. The wind was flowing in the wrong direction for me to make it across," unquote. Roussan is now 0-2. Wind also scuttled his first attempt back in June. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Embraer sticks with its 2008 projections. Lockheed tries a new sales pitch for the Joint Strike Fighter. And Sun Country Airlines faces tight times. Also, check out the ANN special feature. Today, we'll hear insights into the long-term pilot shortage from Paul Rice of Airline Pilots Association International and Ron Levy of the University Aviation Association. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.